Giles, Sam's been going bananas about this question. Can you help him?
Dear Naked Scientists, I heard that we share 50% of our DNA with bananas. Does that mean we're all half banana? Are some people more banana than others?
Well, that's a golden, or perhaps you could even say a yellow oldie, isn't it, Giles, that question?
I mean,
what does it actually mean we share 50% of our genes with the banana?
We clearly share 50% of some of the genes with the banana because we're all living beings like on Earth, and we effectively evolve from the same primordial soup. And so there are going to be enzymatic reactions, things that actually happen with us that are going to be shared. But clearly, just sharing the DNA does not make you 50% of banana. I mean, it's like saying that we share 98% of our DNA, complete DNA, with chimpanzees. Does that make us 98% chimp? I think what is critical is not only the stuff that is there, but how it's turned on and how it's actually turned off. And I think that is probably what is the biggest difference is there. So no, I mean, we're not 50% banana per se, even though we share half our genes with the banana.
Is it really coming down to the distinction of what is a gene? Because a gene is essentially a block of DNA that does a job in a cell. And that gene is made up of genetic letters, which are how it's spelled out. And so I could have a gene in a banana that does a similar job to a gene in a human, but the actual genetic spelling of those two genes, they do a very similar job in the two contexts, but actually they're spelled quite differently. So it's actually down to semantics, what actually is a gene compared between two species.
That's absolutely right.
Thank you, Giles.